full-on Bedhead for the return of Bedhead. It's a show where I just wake up and I start talking sports cards, and see where the day leads me. I had no idea my daughter moved her Barbie dream house up here. That's cool. Now my dogs are going to go bark at my cat for a minute. But wanted to talk about the prices of Bowman. Like, I know it's almost like flagship, where you've got your people who are just going to buy it just because. I used to be one of those people, and I'm not anymore. Like, it doesn't excite me. Like, prospecting used to, it just doesn't anymore. Almost like NBA cards. Like, what rookie are you looking for right now? Jared McCain, he's hurt. You know, like, for vets and autos. But just wait till next year when you got Cooper Flagg. So right now, like, I'm on my guy Point Sports Cards Vito's podcast every other Wednesday. We were talking about how WNBA cards are outselling NBA cards right now. Like, WNBA Prism is a higher box price than NBA Prism. Like, did we ever think that was going to happen? And there's one good reason for it. And her name's Caitlin Clark. My daughter and I, personal Chris, not LJ's Chris, bought 10 blasters from Dick's Sporting Goods. Like, the second blaster we got had an Angel Reese and a Caitlin Clark, the silver logo fractor. So that was pretty cool. Caitlin Clark's pretty scratched up, not worth sending into grade, but we're going to keep that anyway, send Angel into grade. But you know, so Camila Cardoso, JC Sheldon, Cameron Brink, had some good stuff. But like, if I'm looking for the NBA right now, like, who am I chasing? If I'm wrong, let me know in the comments or tell me, because I just don't know. And then, you know, I'm a Denver Broncos fan. I even got my Broncos coat on this morning. Had to drop the kids off of school. It's a little chilly outside. Threw on the jacket over top of Cobra Kai, because we all know there is no mercy in this dojo. And it's like, you can get an autograph in unlicensed, or you can get a short print Prism card. And it almost seems like the Panini is printing Prism cards with defects on purpose. I mean, there's no way that all of these cards have these scratches and stuff. And there's even the Boston Card Hunter guy was showing some videos. I like this dude. This dude's hilarious. If you haven't seen him, I think his name's like Boston Card Hunter. He just goes and finds ridiculous videos and calls people out on it. And dude is great. Like, I would like to have him on a podcast or talk to him one day or something. So if that dude ever watches this, let me know. But anyway, so I don't even know what I was talking about. Great. Oh, like, we have a Tom Brady. I don't know if it's National Treasures or Immaculate. 4 out of 5 auto. And it literally looks like there are like razor blade slits in it. It doesn't look like a factory defect. It looks like a human being did it, but it came sealed in a pack. It's almost like Panini doesn't want you to get a 10, but then I'm thinking in my head, okay, what like $18 an hour employee is doing this just to sabotage me? Am I going down the conspiracy theory holes? Like, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and all of a sudden I'm watching 9/11 videos, and did the Titanic really sink, or was it the other one? Or are we really aliens? Because if there's intelligent life out there, why would they want to find us? Like, if they can come light years away, you think like they're going to crash a balloon in Arizona? Like, no. But would we even be considered intelligent life to them? See, that's what's so great about this Bedhead show is I'm unscripted. I just start talking. We went from sports cards to literally talking about Area 51. If we're going to talk about that, then we got to talk about Wemby, because he's an alien. Or if you checked out the Lakers last night, Lakers-Mavs game, you know, Luka, like, that guy's just so likable. And, you know, my buddy Vito and I were talking last night, because we do the Wednesday night podcast, like, Major League Baseball, who is marketable? Who is whose cards are going somewhere with these torpedo bats? It's not the first rodeo for them, but when the Yankees score 20 runs in 2 games or whatever it was, it's going to start popping up. Now you go to Yahoo Fantasy. Hey, get off the couch. They're not listening. Go to Yahoo Fantasy. There's a little torpedo bat next to the guys using torpedo bats. And all of a sudden, Ellie De La Cruz uses it. And he has like 17 home runs and 58 stolen bases in one game. And don't get me started on this extended glove stuff. So they took away, what, like 3 inches or inch and a half of the base or something last year. But now you got the of glove to do it. So like my hands here, the end of my gloves here, I can still touch the base and be safe. So doesn't matter. Ricky Henderson's still the GOAT. Anyways, I would love to talk to people about their stories of collecting. I've done podcasts. I'm also, like, before I started LJ's, I was Gold Line Cards. I still am on Twitter and Instagram and stuff. I don't post as much because I do more LJ stuff. But I did so many shows. Did like Around the Hobby, which was like Around the Horn on ESPN, but it was for hobby people. And I would ask them questions and I'd rank them and I'd mute them. And it was so much fun. Or I'd have people on just interview what their collections are. And I'm talking to Suze this morning. She was brought up in our podcast last night. And she's like, hey, I got to start this podcast. I'm real excited about it. I just want to tell people stories. I'm like, there are an endless supply of cool people with cool stories out there. You just got to find them. And just talking to her, had a complete refresh of like a mindset for myself. And that's why I jumped back on with Bedhead again this morning. I want to get started back in this space. I know we're about 4 to 6 weeks out from opening our retail shop. So we don't have an official announcement yet. So take it with a grain of salt. We do got a spot that we're working on painting in IT today. But also, like, there's going to be a studio in there and ample time to have content and what cards are coming today. Like, our local card shop just north of us, Newhart Cards in Delaware, Ohio, Keith, the owner, started posting every morning, what's the product that came in? What are the cards that came in yesterday? The new stuff that you can come in today. That's the stuff that the card shop should be doing to get customers in the door. I know a ton of physical retail shops that like 80 to 90% of their stuff is done online on Whatnot, on Fanatics Live, on, you know, Breaking, stuff like that. That's where most of their money is. But you got to get people in the door. And these people do incredible trade nights as well because they're like internet celebrities, like Card Collector 2 is having Gary V down in Grove City, 20 minutes down the road from me next month. Ryan is very good at what he does. Huge online presence, and he kills trade night like nobody I've seen. He even puts it on with Jimmy from Kentucky Cards at the National, and they do it like it's insane. You ever been to one of their card shows or the trade nights? They're awesome. If you've never been, man, put it on the list. You know, I hope that when we open a shop, I can have a trade night like them too, because you know what? That's going to be another task for all of us to do. But back to Bowman, there's this guy, Big Cat. I think his name's Big Cat on Twitter. I'll leave it in the comments here. But he said he's a big Bowman guy. I want to have at least 15 people from my list on the checklist. And then I think it's worth it. And he said there were 16, so this year's worth it. But the jumbo and the hobby prices, I think someone bought a jumbo and a hobby, and it was almost $800. I just don't have $800. I just don't. And, you know, we're talking about the economy and the stock market and this going up, that going up. People are losing their jobs. The price of eggs is $18 a gallon. That doesn't make any sense, but you get the point I'm making. And it's just the people don't have the expendable money like we did in peak COVID, but the prices keep going up. You know, we were getting handed money by the government. Everyone was just staying home so you could side hustle all day long and make more money. Now people are losing their jobs. People just don't have the money they did. Or if they do, they'd rather spend it on other things. Like I took my family on vacation last week instead of buying. Oh, perfect example. I'm texting my boss, Stefan, Saturday night. He sends me some sweet hits he got out of Bowman Chrome Box. And he knew I wanted to buy one. And I said, hey, man, you know, I sent him a picture, me, my dad, and my son at Monster Jam. I said, I could have spent that much money on a box or this much money on tickets. And he was like, you absolutely made the right choice, but it just can't put it into, you know, real world situations like that. Or you're never going to buy anything. And so to me, it's like I could have spent $300 on this box or $300 on a night at Monster Jam with my dad and my kid. Like for me, it's my dad and my kid all day long. And I feel like that's the way, you know, I'm 42. People my age, who the junk wax people who came back during COVID, are going back to. And now you've got the young guys. I'll shout out Ryan's Cards and TJ Card Collector and Logan's League and some of these other guys on Twitter, because I'm mainly a Twitter guy, trying to get more on Instagram. I'm mainly a Twitter guy. And Cards Max, and they're just buying cards at shows and flipping and making money and selling in Discords and buying cards and selling and flipping, buying, selling, flipping, and just knowing, you know, the market, and they're making a ton of money. These are like guys in their young 20s who it's just a hobby, but also like, if I had all this time, my young, you know, if I didn't have a wife and kids and I go to work, I come home, I got about 45 minutes. So I got my kids' first activity, then my kids' other activity. I'm home by 8:15. Then we got like half an hour before bedtime. Then it's bedtime. Then I'm either exhausted and want to go to bed, or I'm like cardsed out. So I don't want to go upstairs and organize my stuff or put some stuff for sale like I used to. I want to like play my PlayStation, some Fortnite, or watch TV with my wife, or you know, spend some time with my wife. Because when do you ever have time, like husbands and wives out there, when you're a full-time parent, a full-time worker, when do you have time to like spend together, you know? So it's the hobby has just changed for me, and I love it. I love my job. I mean, I get paid to do what I want to do every day, and I still can't believe it. It's incredible. Like if I got to choose what I wanted to do all day, it would be to do this stuff. And they, for some reason, keep handing me money for it. And thank you very much, LJs, for handing me money, because I love my job. And if you work in, you know, Ben Midwest Box Breaks always says, like, he quit his job to do this full time. He runs like an empire now. And it's not, you don't really work a day in your life unless, you know, you're not loving it. And, you know, there's some days you don't love it. Like, I'm in a super frustrating situation right now with these sports card vending machines I have. And I'm probably being way too honest in this show, but like, I need some help, and the help's not there. Like the support team's not there from where we got them from. And I got to do deliveries. I got to do this. And it's like the 90% stressor in my life. In 2 weeks, all of that's going to be gone. So you got to look forward to that. I try to keep these at 10 minutes. I'm at 12 and I'm rambling on about stuff I shouldn't even be talking about. So I'm going to end it there. I got some Pokemon I need to keep pricing out and barcoding, and some hockey to put into our vending machines. If you're in Columbus, Ohio, we have one sports card vending machine at Menino's Grand Slam in Dublin, Ohio. It's a batting cage and training facility off Sawmill Road. Next week, we will be putting one in the Chiller Easton and the Chiller North. It'll be stocked with Pokemon and sports cards. We don't really do Magic or Digimon yet because we don't know much about it, but we're learning and it'll get there. So if you ever watch this, and I mean, there'll be like Google reviews and stuff. Just leave us a Google review. That's all I got. Peace and love. Bedhead with Chris, social guy.